This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live in Bismarck today for a big roundtable. What's going on? We'll get back to him in just a second. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. HATandSons.com, I'll tell you. They know what's going on when it comes to your mechanical needs, be it commercial, residential, and anything to do with heating, cooling, AC, hot water, residential plumbing, commercial plumbing. They've got it all. And the great thing about it is if you need an estimate, it's free. No cost to do that. And they've been around forever. You think about HAT and Sons, man, Henry Abbott Thompson way back in the day and still going strong. Give them a call or go online to HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Or if you want to get a hold of them, you can get a hold of them in Bismarck office or Fargo. The Fargo office, phone number 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393. Info at HATandSons.com if you need to know more.
Thanks, Kev. We're live in Bismarck today, Bismarck State College. The EPA Administrator Michael Regan is here at the invite of Senator Kevin Cramer, and there is a roundtable underway here. A presentation right now by Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General, then Doug Goren, the Ag Commissioner, and then Ag and energy officials will pepper him with questions on waters of the U.S. as well as the Clean Power Plan, both of which have been very punitive towards North Dakota and have resulted in legal action, one of the reasons that Wayne Stengen is speaking right now. The administrator did speak during the break, and he talked a lot about innovation being welcome and wanting a lot of innovation in this space related to carbon management, as he calls it, but the right amount of regulation. So that's what they're here to talk about today. And so it's all about our health, the infrastructure and the economy of the U.S., but we realize we got to get this right. So certainly it started on the right foot here. Let's pick up Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General of North Dakota, and his presentation for the EPA Administrator.
That is legally and factually wrong, and it is the reason that North Dakota was first in achieving an injunction against enforcement of what we contend was an unconstitutional and illegal enactment. That injunction, six years later, remains. That lawsuit is pending. The Clean Water Act permitting rulemaking is of concern to us. EPA has announced a plan to revise Clean Water Act 401, permitting the rule to expand veto powers to other states and entities that we think are legal issues that need to be discussed at greater length. The Clean Air Act, the Clean Power Plan, and the new rulemaking on those efforts are certain to be environmental issues of our age, and we recognize North Dakota's vast energy resources and our geology, as has been mentioned, and our own technology and our commitment to it will all play a significant role in the solution to our common issues. I am looking forward to North Dakota having a seat at the table with the EPA as it considers a replacement to the Affordable Clean Energy Rule, which replaced the Clean Power Plan, which, as you know, was a regulation that North Dakota worked with other states to achieve a nationwide injunction against its enforcement by the U.S. Supreme Court. So I urge you to consider the cooperative federalism framework in Section 111D of the Clean Water Act and ensure that the states retain their authority to implement standards for existing sources based on our own expertise. The Clean Air Act, likewise, the methane rule, and it was touched upon here as well, is being pressured. I know EPA is being pressured by a number of interested members of Congress to roll back the previous administration's methane regulations, which were simplified the burden on oil and gas companies to comply with the new source performance standards. and the and removed the transmission and storage segment from those requirements. The Dakota Access Pipeline is a huge issue, and I'm sure you're well aware of that concern and issue as well. North Dakota is working with the Corps in the environmental impact statement process as a cooperating agency under NEPA. North Dakota has numerous resources. We have agencies that will assist the Corps as it and EPA as it completes the environmental impact statement process. If you have any questions about that, please, I urge you to be in touch so that we can visit about the implications of that. One of the big issues that we had under previous administrations from a legal standpoint was the sue and settle scheme. I hope EPA will not fall back into that pattern of the so-called sue and settle cases where EPA enters into friendly, one-sided, and closed-door settlements with certain stakeholders while ignoring other stakeholders, especially the states who are often or too often had been excluded. That is inconsistent with the concept of cooperative federalism and this administration's commitment to technology and transparency and the science. If there are important policy or regulatory issues at play, I hope you will invite all of the stakeholders to the table to develop practical and reasonable solutions and avoid those who would encourage you to cut corners. Later this morning, you're going to go over to Mandan to look at a brownfield station. The administrator, Dave Glott, and I worked 20 years ago to file a lawsuit against the company that was responsible for that environmental disaster. It was controversial. It took time. We ultimately required that they pay $30 million for the cost of cleaning up that environmental disaster. That underlines two important things. North Dakota will do, in that litigation, used our own statutes, our own tools, our own lawyer, to require and force the cleanup. We will continue to do that, and we have on many occasions forced those who harm our environment to clean it up. Likewise, in the same token, the state of North Dakota will be equally zealous in defending our own sovereign interests and our right as a state to develop our own resources because we have the tools and the will and the statutes to do it. So thank you for joining us in North Dakota. You're always welcome here. My office looks forward to a constructive and successful partnership with the Environmental Protection Agency. Three issues. Respect the state sovereignty and our own primacy, especially in the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, other federal legislation. Avoid the sue and settle scheme. And five, recognize that many of the solutions to the challenges can be found right here in North Dakota. And we ask that you thoughtfully, with an open mind, engage with us because, though yes, we have not been reluctant to engage in litigation, as we chatted at the very beginning before we started here, litigation is expensive, it takes time, and it's uncertain. The results are always uncertain. And so I urge you to sit down, let's talk and see if we can reach a reasonable accommodation, because at the bottom line, we all care about the same things.
Thank you.
I do want to say thank you. I need to look for my staff. I think they told me the Attorney General was shy. Wrong advice.
Speaking of your staff, maybe you should, this would be a good time to introduce your regional director. Is Region 8 Director here? Dave, you know her probably. If not. Oh, there you go. Okay, great. Thank you for being here. It's really important. We know the people that we talk to every day, right? It's great to see you, too. But thank you, Wayne. Beautifully said. Now I know why you won in court. But Commissioner Goring, whose slides I love to use, Commissioner Goring did a great job testifying about a year ago, probably, or maybe a little
year
more than
a half,
that. It seems like last week. But on the issue of Waters of the U.S. and provide just some of the best evidence in the hearing, and just grateful that you're a commissioner and glad that you're here, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Kramer, for hosting us, and to our congressional delegation for the hard work that you perform and do in Washington on our behalf. And Administrator Regan, welcome, and thank you for being here today. We do share some common friends. Commissioner Troxler from North Carolina. He was actually my mentor. He served as president of the National Association of State Departments of Ag probably about 8-9 years ago, and then mentored me, and I actually served last year as president of the nation, and I appreciated that honor, and he is a great guy, and you've had a great contact with him and another friend of mine, Larry Wooten. So we have a lot in common already, and I appreciate that. A few comments, and I know brevity always gets you points, so I have a lot of issues, but I'm going to narrow it down to mentioning a couple things, talking a little bit more about WOTUS itself, but I also want to say a few things about North Dakota, and a lot of people have already said very eloquent and nice things about the state. It is a state I cherish and love. We're so blessed and fortunate not only to be citizens of the U.S., but to live here in North Dakota. Agriculture is our number one industry here. Energy is like neck and neck with it, right behind it. Agriculture, even though we're less than 2% of the entire population in the United States and in North Dakota, in North Dakota alone, we support 25% of the workforce. And it's because of all the ancillary jobs, issues.
Jeff Green here, Head Commissioner Moore, coming up from Bismarck.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day, Petroserve USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a Petroserve USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, Petroserve USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, Petroserve USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. What you really need to know about MyPillow and MyPillow.com is the promo code, because without the promo code, you're not getting the deals. Up to, 30% seems to be the minimum off. There's better deals on depending on the product you want. But the promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at MyPillow.com. The sheets, the towels, the pillows, the slippers, the weighted blanket, the pet pillows are amazing. MyPillow.com, promo code is S-C-O-T-T, and that is really all you need to know. Check out the premium MyPillow right now at $29.98 with the promo code S-C-O-T-T, Scott, and you're paying $29.98, about half off or so at MyPillow.com.
We're live in Bismarck today. Special coverage of the visit of the Biden administration's EPA administrator. Pretty significant when you think about it that you have a top Biden administration official that impacts everything in energy and agriculture in North Dakota visiting this early to a red state with the Republican representative. So that's quite significant. And, of course, everything related to ag and energy is how our economy goes, right? So if this industry sees storm clouds, the entire economy sees storm clouds. And, of course, you talk about your kids and grandkids and career opportunities. That all tracks with it as well. So this is an important day. Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, is now making a presentation on waters of the U.S. and previous actions of the EPA that are rumored to be coming back in a different form. So let's pick that up now.
Waters was so concerning because if you went 4,000 feet beyond, that's 3/4 of a mile in each direction. So ultimately, what you end up with, if this thing will work, this would be western North Dakota, that little snapshot I was showing you earlier and talking about western North Dakota, that would be the ravines, that would be areas that would be part of the drainage system. Ultimately, in the end, why North Dakota took a position, such a strong position, is this map right here. When we mapped this out, working with all of our colleagues and the modeling that was done at the Water Commission, because they have a supercomputer that can do part of this, and our department has a GIS specialist that works very diligently on this, what's in white would be under state authority under the 2015 rule. 86% of the state would have been captured under the authority of WOTUS and the federal government. That was our concern. We're no longer managing and assisting our producers and industry. We've just now handcuffed them. And that's why there was such a successful bid to address this issue, get an injunction, and it was such a great effort, and I really appreciate the fact that you want to step up and work with us because we want to develop that relationship so we can avoid this. I will say that the 2018 rule did a very good job of clearing up confusion and creating regulatory certainty because absolutely it dissolves fear and it dissolves and disarms people's ability to try and interpret something different. So if we can create that regulatory certainty, I think we have something. I would sooner not go down this road because I think for the most part the issues have been addressed now. But I just want to caution that we want to develop a true working relationship and an understanding of what is being requested, how others are interpreting this. Let's help educate the public because when I sit with members of Congress and they believe this all has to do with water quality, it scares me. It concerns me because they absolutely don't understand federalism, states' rights, sovereignty. They don't understand the regulatory authorities that are in place and all the hard work that's been done. The last couple of things I would ask you, and thank you for indulging me. We have seen in the past under FIFRA reviews on pesticides. And when people don't like the answers they get, they just continue to do reviews after reviews. Pretty soon they start changing the framework of what those reviews should be. And it concerns us deeply in agriculture, who supply a safe, abundant, and affordable food supply to the public. We saw atrazine go through 3 reviews in 6 years, and I was like astounded. I mean, it's just one thing right after another. If you don't get the answer you want, let's avoid politics and what activists are pushing for and the pressure I know you're under and the administration's under to just look at good science, sound policy. Put it in place. Work with industry to understand the needs, and let's address the concerns. But I believe we win in the end because we support the public, we support good policy, and we ultimately serve everybody's best interest, not just activists. I very much appreciate that. And we have been great in this state about putting together compliance assistance programs in our regulatory agencies. And I believe it's something we could share with the federal government, how to do it best when working with a regulated industry. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. It's wonderful having you here. And I hope you come back to see us and enjoy your time here. Thank you, Senator and Administrator Reid.
Thanks, Commissioner. When Radhika Fox becomes Assistant Administrator Fox, and when she comes out here, we'll drill down even further with you, Doug, and others to help her understand. Okay, at this point, we have a lot of folks sitting around the table with certain expertise. Obviously, we have our state engineer. We have our director of environmental quality. We have people from water users, rural water, as well as a number of energy folks. And I think to kick it off, I haven't picked anybody. Nobody's raising their hand. But I want to ask Jason Bohr, because you met earlier with some of the G&Ts, and we heard a lot about the technology and innovation surrounding coal-generated electricity, but we haven't talked to any miners or any coal companies. And I think, Jason, maybe we could open it up to you to talk a little bit from the perspective of the lignite industry itself.
Sure. Thank you, Senator and Administrator, for being here today. So my name is Jason Bohr. I'm the president of the Lignite Energy Council, which is the trade association that represents the mines and power plants and 13,000 workers in the state who provide the electricity and energy for this region. And in listening to the introductory remarks, I keep coming back to that phrase innovation. And innovation is driven by knowledge and information. And we get that knowledge and information on the regulatory front from folks like you. We need that that knowledge to be given to us in a series of objectives that are clean, are clear, articulated, and achievable. Because then, once we know those objectives, then it's a matter of the timing and the technology. And on the mining side and the power plant side, we have dedicated resources through our research and development program to innovate on coal combustion byproducts, on air emissions, on water quality, on soil compaction, on the types of things that we think we could offer in partnership to the federal government. And with that partnership, I think we can help you achieve those objectives that you're looking for. But it comes down to, as the Ag Commissioner said, can we get the science, can we get the objectives given to us in a form that are clear and achievable? And once that happens...
Yes, really, you have a lot of common sense there. He's just saying, what are you trying to achieve? We're not even trying to tell you what you should try to achieve. Just tell us what you're looking to do, and we'll help you meet those goals. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, Jason Bohr, Lignite Energy Council, one of our guest hosts regularly on the program, but talking about this very important lignite industry. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture. A disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
On your mind. Scott Live in Bismarck, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council in Bismarck. And you go to ndoil.org to find out more. But America's second largest producer of oil is the Bakken. Find out more. And by the way, lots going on. I mean, between COVID and anything else out there, you can register for all the symposiums and things they've got going on at ndoil.org. The North Dakota Petroleum Council, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind.
We are back in Bismarck, roundtable with the EPA administrator, hearing now from Mark Watney, who is the head of the North Dakota Farmers Union, wrapping up after the chat from Jason Bourne. Let's listen in.
Providing for the longevity of that farm and the soil. And they're very capable of adapting and making changes necessary, not in the sole interest of what maybe an EPA would like, but in the sole interest of the longevity of the farm. We have a great land-grant university here, along with an extension, that teaches us the tools, and each farm adopts that based on the needs of their farm, and again, in that longevity of agriculture and the farm for the future. So I think the comments about clarity in coming up with the tools so that we can have time to put in place some of the necessary changes, but they potentially could have value to what our soil health, and they can help us prepare for the future. At North Dakota Farmers Union, we ran a carbon credit program when the Chicago Climate Exchange existed. We had clearly 1,000 farmers that signed up for that, had an interest in doing that. The primary reason that system failed was a lack of clarity. The protocols of the values of the carbon stored were not clear, and the value of carbon at the time could not be put to a level that was justifiable in the effort, plus it didn't amount to enough for the producer. So we need a compensation tool. We need some science to back this. We need, when we do something, we actually want it to work. We don't want to do things and they don't have science and they don't actually accomplish anything. Once you figure that out and we get these goals in place and determine the protocols, we can conform and then we can be compensated. So I think there's just a ton of avenues that would go forward in the sense of having the same goal accomplished based on bringing the tools to the farmers, letting them select what they want that is in the interest of their farm and in the interest of the environment. And I think that's the key to this whole methodology. And I'm quite sure the energy industry is pretty much saying the same thing. You know, give us the tools and help us get through that. Give us time and we can accomplish the goals. And finally, don't dismiss the renewable fuels. Crude oil needs us. Agriculture needs crude oil. There's a lot of stuff that could come together that we could benefit from. Renewable diesel, we could expand upon ethanol. Just a ton of tools there that could make both industries stronger. And at times that, again, the science behind that is there, yet the public media or whatever you want to put to it tends to downplay it. And I think that's so important. So science-based, compensate farmers, and help us with timing and tools, and you'd be surprised at what we can do. Thank you.
Mark, thanks for raising the easy issues like renewable fuel standards.
I never miss an opportunity to talk about
it. If there aren't enough headaches, that one will do it for you.
Let me just add a couple things to what Mark said. One is, you know, back to that, you know, we can do it here. I know you hear that from me a lot, but it's true. And so right now we're working on a project where the ethanol plants in Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota will be bringing the CO2 off their ethanol plants up here to North Dakota. And so now you've got farmers producing renewable fuel, I mean, basically growing corn and soybeans and so forth, producing ethanol and biodiesel, and all that CO2 will come up here and be sequestered. So that's a huge project. So when you look at the whole ag piece in terms of carbon capture, this is an incredible opportunity. And then just one other point, don't do the one-size-fits-all on carbon sequestration for our farmers, okay? We don't just grow corn and beans like Iowa. We are one of the most diversified ag states in the country. Am I right on that, Ag Commissioner? Would you agree with that?
We're right up there.
We are incredibly diverse. One size fits all doesn't work. Some guys can go no-till every year because they just grow corn and beans. Others plant potatoes or sugar beets or something else where you actually have to put that crop in the ground. So it's very important we have some flexibility as we develop. And we'll work with Vilsack and USDA on this, but we can't get into this federal one size fits all if you really want to get this done.
I think that's a nice transition. I want to come over to Kristen Hammond because we haven't heard anything so far this morning specifically from the oil and gas sector. But Mark raised an important point about RFS, and you know what a challenge that is for the EPA administrator. But we also need to remember that law expires next year, and then at that point, your headaches don't get easier; they get harder because then the law sort of punts everything to the administrator or to the EPA and the RFS itself. We need to have a serious conversation about another time where we dig down deep between all the sectors. But Mark makes an important point about the fuel sector being a sector, not just renewables and not just oil. We need each other. So there's a lot to talk about. With that, I want to go over to Kristen because maybe introduce you with this topic as well. There's been some talk of infrastructure. As I said earlier, I happen to be the ranking member on the Transportation Infrastructure Subcommittee of EPW. We just passed a highway bill unanimously, $304 billion. And by the way, Governor, our executive director of transportation here, Bill Panos, was like the star witness. And I mean, literally halfway through, Ben Cardin, the Democratic chairman, looks over at me and goes, "He is a great witness." And he really became the expert to all of us. But Secretary Granholm called last Friday and asking me, she said, "I want to tap your background as a regulator and your role on the committee and what exactly is infrastructure?" Because as you might have noticed, we're having quite a debate in Washington these days about what is infrastructure. And she asked about energy infrastructure, said, "The great thing about energy infrastructure, whether it's oil pipelines, gas pipelines," she brought up CO2 pipelines herself, "electric transmission, it's all infrastructure, it's all critical to moving commerce and solving other problems, and most of it is paid for, well, nearly all of it is paid for by the private sector, if you just get out of the way, you know, have reasonable regulations, reasonable enforcement, and a regulatory regime that's conducive to profit and conducive to building things. And I'll stand in the Rose Garden and give Joe Biden all the credit in the world for however many billions and trillions of dollars the private sector invests in infrastructure that doesn't require a tax increase or borrowing more money. So with that, Kristen, thank you for being here representing North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Sure. Thank you, Administrator Regan and Senator Kramer. I represent the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the trade association representing the oil and gas industry here in North Dakota. As Senator Kramer mentioned, infrastructure, one of our biggest hurdles is getting our product to market. We aren't near the refinery and exporting hubs in the country, so we need pipelines. It's the safest way to transport our product as compared to trucks or trains. So it's the optimal way, and we've made investments there. And one thing, I also wanted to echo the Attorney General's comments about state primacy. The industry has had an excellent working relationship with our North Dakota state regulatory agencies. One of the biggest challenges that we've really, I think, overcome is the reductions in flaring. The industry has invested more than $20 billion in gas capture infrastructure, and we're up to 94-95% gas capture here now. So, and that was done without the heavy hand of regulation requiring that on us. So something that we're proud of, and hope that we can anticipate continuing that relationship agreement with EPA, deferring to the state and ensuring state primacy for enforcing those regulations. And also, I think looking forward a little bit, sort of what Jason was talking about, looking at regulations, potentially bringing up methane regulations again, hoping that we have a good cost-benefit analysis, not being punitive on the industry, imposing massive costs without a lot of gain or movement towards whatever the climate goals may be. So making sure that we are sensitive to putting a burden on our domestic energy industries for maybe not a lot of climate gain because we can't control what's being done outside of the U.S.
Yeah, great point. There's a lot of transferring of climate guilt that just frustrates me beyond reason. I mean, don't get me started on Nord Stream 2. Okay, but I did raise it. Let's go back to agriculture, go to the Farm Bureau, Daryl Lease. And right after Daryl, Julie, I'm going to come over to you to Stockman, so we'll keep it in the ag realm for a while, and then we'll come back maybe to some others.
Thank you, Senator Kramer and Administrator Regan. I get the great privilege of representing farmers and ranchers across the state of North Dakota, being president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and that puts us in the category of being affiliated with American Farm Bureau, which is the largest ag organization in the world, hands down. You may be familiar with the Ditch the Rule campaign on WOTUS that was initiated by Farm Bureau and the networks across the nation. Every state Farm Bureau, including Puerto Rico, has an organization of Farm Bureau in it, and we were all on board with the Ditch the Rule campaign. WOTUS would have been devastating to farmers and ranchers, our small communities, and our larger communities that border us. It would have stymied growth, would have stymied production, would have reduced jobs in the ancillary businesses, and would have seen a hardship placed on rural America. We were glad to see our Attorney General of North Dakota be the lead on making sure that our state and the others that joined in that had some resolution, had a stay put on that so that we could still continue to do business. We were proud to be a part of, as Farm Bureau Network, in the rewrite and the clarity that was brought, I think, that was brought up by Ag Commissioner Goring in 2018. I got to be in the room when that rule was signed. A lot of work went into that rule. A lot of stakeholder input. Farmers, ranchers, home builders, community leaders were involved in that process. There is clarity. Is it perfect for us in agriculture? No. We compromised in there. We didn't get everything that we thought we would like to see, but we understood that we needed clarity more than we needed to fight about one or two small details.
There are a number of issues on the table here, and obviously when you have the EPA administrator here, you're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. But Waters of the U.S. is what Daryl Lease of the Farm Bureau is talking about now, and of course there's also the issue of the Clean Power Plan. So you're sort of a ping pong on those two big issues related to carbon management and regulation. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with it. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you, too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. A 4 for $4 every day. Pizza, 2 couple cookies, and a nice 20-ounce soda. Always $4. Lunch specials every day across the neighborhood at PetroServe USA. We're also brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Right on the price, right on Memorial Highway in Mandan, 3812 Memorial Highway. Call them at 701-214-6372. The inventories at a lot of the lots are very lean right now. They have a great selection at Schwann's and great selection of pre-owns as well. Quality pre-owns. They're up to 16% below MSRP on some of the 2021 Buick SUV models. They've got some great purchase allowance money on the new Acadia. It's worth checking out at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, our final segment with the roundtable with EPA Administrator Michael Reagan. He just gave a comment, kind of injected in between the conversation, where he's here to listen, as he made a point. You know, I want to listen, but I just want to tell you that, you know, we want clarity on our goals and objectives. That's what you're asking for. That's not unreasonable. We're here to listen. He even made the comment that he, as an administrator, as a regulator in North Carolina, a state person saw waters of the U.S. as unlawful. So, that's pretty good. And he also said one size doesn't fit all. We got to be honest about that. So pretty good comments from what he's heard today so far. And now Julie Ellison with the North Dakota Stockmen's Association getting her turn in front of the EPA Administrator in Bismarck in our final segment here.
Many state operations for animal feeding operations, as well as help them navigate what can be sometimes the challenges of cost share and finding engineers and contractors. And so also finding some cost share dollars, underwriting up to $210,000 for those major investments. To my knowledge, it's the only program like it in the country. I think it's a model, and it really speaks to how we can have a successful public-private partnership that accomplishes objectives, not only for environmental objectives, but profitability for our producers here on the land. And I would just close my remarks. I guess I also wanted to mention, thank you for taking this time to listening to our industry representatives and such. And also the day-to-day types of tools that EPA has as a sounding board, whether it's your animal egg discussion group or your farm, ranch, and rural communities committee. Those are important pieces to the puzzle and encourage you to continue to use those items. My peers have spoken eloquently about the concerns we had with the 2015 WOTUS rule. We would share those concerns. We feel we've made a lot of progress moving forward with the new rule, including things like stock pond exemptions and such, and look forward to continuing to be part of that conversation and making sure that our cattle producers have the certainty they need in order to accomplish their objectives and be good stewards of the environment at the same time. Thanks again for being here. I really appreciate it.
And I do want to say that, you know, I failed to mention this earlier. I mean, I'm really proud that I received the endorsement of the National Association of Ag Commissioners because of the work I try to do in North Carolina. And when I inherited that agency, and it may be still that way, but at least I worked on it, we wanted to try to correct what you laid out there, which is factual, that many times the stakeholder community and the ag stakeholder community don't feel that they can reach out to a regulatory agency. And I just think that we should not be satisfied with that. I think that there should be lots of groups that can help bridge the gap. But my goal is to be as transparent as possible, have the resources available so that our regional staff can be provide that technical assistance to our states, and you all not be shy about it. And I want to help create an environment where we recognize that we're going to have differences, but that we can forge some partnerships. And so I'm looking forward to continual engagement on that issue, because I think it's an important problem for us to solve, and that is trying to bridge the gap, at least on the communication, so that we're talking about the same challenges.
Thanks a lot. Here's what we're going to do as we're getting close to the end of the hour. I mentioned we had breakfast with a number of the generation transmission cooperatives, as well as Minnesota Power. We have at least three other utilities here. Timothy Rogelstedt from Otter Tail, and Nicole Gvisto from Montana, Dakota, Tony Grinberg from XL Energy. Nicole, I'm going to come to you to maybe give a perspective from the investor-owned standpoint. It is a different challenge, obviously, in the ESG world, and maybe if you just share something. And then, Don, I'm going to come right to you then, because we haven't talked to a builder about some of these things, and we know it's not just agriculture and energy. It's pretty much everybody that puts anything in the ground or on the ground that's affected by some of these. So with that, Nicole, thank you.
Yeah, there's a benefit to going at the end of the meeting. There's been a lot of good things said here, and I will echo everyone's comments in terms of thanks for coming to North Dakota and taking the opportunity to listen. Certainly appreciate that. As an investor-owned utility, just maybe a little bit of a background here. We, Montana Dakota is headquartered here in North Dakota, but we do serve a four-state territory. We have 143,000 electric customers. We serve in 8 states on our gas business and have over 1 million customers. So we're 8-state territory, but one of our biggest states here is right here in North Dakota. That's why we're headquartered here. On the generation side, we are pretty diverse. The all-of-the-above energy policy we discussed is what we hold. We have 45% of our generation in coal, and then we've got 27 in gas and 25 in wind or renewable resources. So as we think about energy policy going forward, I guess one of the things that I would echo is the balance that was talked about earlier. We talked about cost benefit over here on the oil side of the business. You know, when I think about my job, certainly one of my components is making sure I'm providing an environmentally friendly resource to my customers, but balancing that also with cost, with safety, and with reliability.
Fascinating conversation here. It really has been. And I know it's a little different than the typical day show, but these are all important conversations about everything important to North Dakota's future in agriculture and energy and how they'll be treated by the Biden administration. More on this tomorrow with Senator Kevin Cramer in the full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Also, a press conference coverage with the administrator coming up on Facebook Live. Thanks for watching.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, enamel, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.